Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops, I've got an answer. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And they work remotely, by the way, so I need to tell you that in the environment we're in right now. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job's done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel, S.E. Escobedo, at 770-442-9246. And now we welcome Tina McKenna. Tina is the principal owner of McKenna Media Group. Tina, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. It is timely you are here. We've got a lot to talk about with the environment that's going on right now. But before we dive into all that, tell folks who you are. Tell them about McKenna Media Group. How do you help your clients?
Well, I help clients by helping create their marketing strategy and advertising strategies. I will build out a plan. I have a team that we work with that we strategize and come in and work with small, medium, even large businesses, marketing directors. Doesn't have to be the owner of the company, but sometimes marketing directors need help too. And we'll go in, design the strategies, and we actually can implement them as well. So if we put the advertising tactics together for you, you know, the radio, the TV, the digital, we can actually implement and then monitor and optimize for you.
So when you mention radio and television, I mean, you're generally talking about businesses that are large enough to have a budget.
Yes. Ideally, they should have some decent sized budget. And mm-hmm. We work from Atlanta all across the nation. So obviously every market will be different, but you should have some kind of ad budget. But I find that lately small businesses don't have a marketing plan at all. So that's kind of what we've been doing lately is just building them a plan so they actually can start somewhere.
You got to have a plan before you can get to a budget.
Well, I hope so.
Yes. I kind of jumped ahead there, didn't
I? Okay. It's all good.
Let's talk about what goes into that plan, because that's a two-word phrase that there's a lot packed into that. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about how you come up with a marketing plan for your clients. What goes into that?
There's several. So, but I also don't like people to be scared when they hear plan, because sometimes they don't know where to start, right?
Right.
So then they don't do anything. So I've been trying to teach that, say, okay, people like to jump to the landscape or the roof, not even the roof. Let's not go there. That's not pretty under a house, the landscape or the furniture. Mm-hmm. Well, those are the radio. Those are the tactics that you use to actually, you know, grow your business. You have to start with the foundation, the cement, the ugly, not pretty stuff of a house or mm-hmm. a building. So think about it that way. That's how I try to take them back a little bit. And the foundation is you're laying down literally the goal. What, even if it's just one thing, what do you want to do this year? What do you want to do this quarter? Break it down in quarters if the year is crazy. So taking them to the back steps of numbers. Do you have leads? Do you have patient numbers, client numbers, leads? Where are they coming from? Excuse me. And some of them don't even know that. So I try to teach that. Talk to me if you do know the numbers, right?
Right.
But even if you don't know your numbers, let me help you guide you. So that's kind of where we start. I don't know if you want the 10-step checklist or what you want to say, but that's really where we start is your goals, objectives, your key performance indicators, your targets of your audiences, some people are, so if they have a product or a service they want to add, it may not be the same clients that you're trying to reach.
Right.
So what you've been doing the last 10 years to reach the plumbing people or the people that buy this product may be different from the people that you're adding roofing to. It just may be different.
Sure.
It's kind of not the best example, but so we may have 10 different targets that we got to build out, targets that we need to build out. So knowing your audience, and then we go to going down the list. I'm going to take down my checklist because I'm going to have my cheat sheet here with me. But I do want to say the targets, the audiences, then your market research, competitive information. Knowing your competitors is huge. Right. Some people think that they're, you know, they're the only one in town. Well, if you're a roofer, there's so many to do. So we need to talk about that. What sets you apart? And really be honest and open up. Mm-hmm. That's what I love to do. And then the strategy and tactics is the fun part where people go, okay, well, okay, I don't care about all this, but you should know the mission statement, goals and all that and your audiences. But now what's the fun? How do we speak to them? How do we find these people that will build and help your business grow?
There's a lot to that, and you need some help going through that process, which is where you come in, obviously.
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about the kinds of companies that you work with, maybe the categories, what have you, however you break that down. What? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I've been very fortunate of having a wide variety of clients, which makes it fun because I always want to say marketing is so different for everybody, but it's the same.
Yeah,
it is. So, I mean, you look at just the brief checklist, quote unquote checklist I give you, we all have those principles and those guiding checklists and outline to who we're talking to, what we've got to do. We all got to do the same things, but it's the strategy and tactics that we've got to do. So if I have a home improvement company, a remodeling company, roofing, a lot of that will be similar, but they will be they could be very different as well. So, because their client base may be, you know, way targeted demographically, and the other one is the whole market of Atlanta needs the help and could be your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Really, maybe not, but that's sometimes that could be the case. Then we go to healthcare. That's very successful there. That's a whole nother ball game, which we obviously know today. But you know, from, and when I say healthcare, I mean anywhere from, we've worked with big, large groups like vein practices, vein health, varicose veins, to, just outpatient centers. Now I'm blanking out, of course, but well, you know, doctors and more than just three or four locations. So.
Of course.
Radiology or urology.
And like that. Of course. And not, so what you're describing there are, medical practices that will actually benefit from this media, right? I mean, that's pretty important piece of it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a, that's part of your plan. Mm-hmm. If you're not a practice that benefits from television advertising, it's important to understand that, right? You may be doing it for ego reasons.
Yes.
And that's a pretty expensive ego to feed.
Yes.
Something tells me you've run into that before.
Definitely in healthcare. Well, in any field, but healthcare, the doctors are very interesting. It's and it can vary.
Of course.
Awesome, yeah, we've got, they're great.
Yeah, they're like everybody else. They range from humble to egotistical, and well, as we all do. Right. So, you got a lot of different clients that you work with. You know, things are changing rapidly, though. Across really every category right now. So let's get into the coronavirus. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about maybe how media plans should change right now. Mm-hmm. What advice are you giving?
Yes. Yeah, so we're just in the beginnings of this. So which is because we all, again, don't know. We don't know anything. Nobody knows anything.
Right.
But we can see the habits of what we are having to do as consumers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the category, you know, obviously your restaurant's way different. They're, it's almost like we can't do anything. Except I think I would recommend doing social. Social media is going to be huge, big here. But with that being said, in the space of television and radio, we're going to be spending more time with them.
Right.
So, and they're not going commercial free. I mean, it's almost as if we're going a PSA route also, PR route, but yet brand. Mm-hmm. So instead of a direct response, trying to track, okay, here's my website, here's my offer. Mm-hmm. It's more of a, hey, we're here for you, you know, like kindness and like, here's our tip of the day, but it's still what the government is saying in our commercial, but mm-hmm. still go to Starbucks because you can grab and go. Like it's mm-hmm. a very different way of what their message is,
right?
But they're keeping them, their names out there. So you still have to keep your name out there. You know, we haven't discussed cutting budgets with any of my clients right now. It's just the conversation and the creative piece. However, I did have a friend who has a client that's a casino, and that's scrapped.
Right.
So they've pulled all the advertising, right?
Because for those that don't know, because they've closed.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. But what do you do now? You have to, all right, let's cancel all the TV, radio, whatever other big media that we're doing, but we still need to keep ourselves out there in our name because we want to be not forgotten.
Yeah, right. Right.
So
when all this passes,
because mm-hmm. it will.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be a different world.
Right.
I mentioned to you early in the show with 9/11, the worst thing ever to hit America. Right. And people canceled left and right just because they felt it was wrong to even be advertising their product, which is a whole different thing.
And let's dive into that since you brought that up, because I think some folks, you mentioned this before we came on the air, some folks feel like, I don't want to be seen as making money off this crisis.
Correct.
Address that, because there is a line.
Yes. And then it's here too, but I mean, it's a different story now. I mean, because we don't know anything and it's not so tragic. Mm-hmm. People are dying though, which is obviously tragic to their families and immediate family, you know, but it's not to the extent, but you have to look at it as the show must go on. It is a fine line, but again, in your messaging, what can we say to help people and know that we're not profiting? Because we sitting here, you know, I have a home remodeling client and home improvement, a few clients. So it's like we're going to be sitting in our houses, literally looking at the drywall, or not the drywall, but the kitchens and everything. Ooh,
right.
But so are they going to go to Home Depot? Are they, and then see a Home Depot at, like, is Home Depot, should they not be advertising? Because as a marketer for Home Depot, if I was, I'd be like, we may need to, because people are literally in their houses and they're gonna be thinking about the paint job mm-hmm. and the furniture. But how do we say the message? What can we say? Because we still want to live, obviously, and have a nice home and go back to work and do all, go back to living.
Right.
And you gotta, is it cutting back on the ads? Maybe, maybe, but it is definitely the message and what you're saying in it.
Folks, we're speaking with Tina McKenna, and she's the principal of McKenna Media Group. So you've got to redo your marketing plan. Well, you've got to have one to redo first. Mm-hmm. So let's say that again. You really need to have a marketing plan. But give some thoughts about the why advertise at all. I mean, you touched on it, but I think it's important to bring that out, is there's still a place for it, even if you are closed per se, or certainly if your business has changed the method of delivery of your product or service.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And people, it's kind of what I've been thinking about is one of, I know a few of the stations here. I used to work at Channel 2 and 11 Live and things. So I kind of understand a little bit better on how it works on the back end too, which I think is an asset to my skill set. But the way you spend the money, so if you have it budgeted, it's not like canceling or let's not do this. Let's let's, again, going back, maybe changing the tone in the message, right? But maybe it's a community partnership, or we tie in more to the, again, the PR side of things and who you are as a company, more of a branding, so to speak, versus, again, going and knocking on my website, making sales. So it could be a twofold thing where we're still needing to be out there, because in 3, 4, 6 months, whatever it is, we want to be thought of as, oh, they kind of, the messaging they put behind it, I want to help. I want to keep with them, especially if it's somebody you didn't know before, you know, a special need. Because if you're having a different need, you may not have heard of them, and they actually advertise because they're not taking advantage of it. They have something to say that might help you or make you feel better.
Right.
You know, and just comfort, because that's what we're needing right now. So that all thing is between, I'm a big proponent of, yes, spend the money, but how, but obviously how is my job, but what you say in it and to have it come back to you, but maybe take some of those ad dollars, quote unquote ad dollars, and put them into the community. And not because you're trying to, hey, look what I'm doing. I'm helping the, you know, these small families that won't have the meal during school for the next few months. Look at me, where's my hand? But do it in a way that it shows that you still have a heart.
Right.
You know, not to fake it. People smell it.
Yep.
But I think that's what I'm suggesting to my people, to my clients, saying, what can we still do and help them? Because that'll come back to you later.
Let's shift gears just a second, because I'm curious about what you think about, there's what you're talking about is a marketing plan that gets consumed by potential customers. But where do employees fit into this? Because employees consume that same media that a company puts out. And, there's a lot of talk about how important employee engagement, pride in where they work is to dealing with customers at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. What are your thoughts on that?
So let me explain that a little bit. What's your thought on?
Well, I guess the question is, how does a marketing plan help your employees get pride in where they work and encourage them in what they're doing and how they're serving the community? I guess that's where
they're
I'm
working
getting
at the right place.
Yeah, like exactly.
Say, being
exactly.
Prideful of where they are. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and a lot of that, like recent client of mine, he's in the home improvement service. Like he is big on that. Like he's whatever we say. And that's a guide or a pointer that I always try to point out to them. That's the wrong word, but is what can you do in your, besides marketing, but overall business plan, what are you doing? That is a question I ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do for your employees? Mm. Like to make them feel good. So that kind of brings you to, if you're marketing yourself now, to what you're doing for your community.
Right.
Because then I'm proud of working for you, because you're putting your mouth, I can't speak today, but doing what you say you're going to do.
Right.
And you're helping the community. So that, of course, that's going to make me proud to be a member of your office, of your company.
Sure.
But they do, a lot of them, sometimes they know the team, they think about the employees, but I found in a lot of my, the question analysis as I go in and begin, they're not thinking how that affects them. So that was a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you reminded me, because it's especially now, because these employees are scared too.
Right. Right.
And if they cut budgets and they, you know, they're getting laid off or depending on, but then they still spend money in advertising. It's such a fine line, because they need to feel valued, and that's a huge piece of it. And you can see a lot of that. I'm trying to think, Georgia Pacific, I think is good about that. But they're, you know, obviously a bigger company, but you don't, I love it when we put employees in a TV spot even, or show what they're doing as a, cause we had one, guy start a client had his employees start a foundation, And we highlighted that in a lot of our social media and our, even in a radio spot, we had them in together that it tied in. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. So when we, before we got on the air, you were talking about the need to continue to be engaged, and you mentioned some alternative ways to do that. And for example, people that feel like, you know, they need video, they need that content. Mm. There's different ways to execute that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my client, who a lot of what he has to do is get testimonials, period. That's any company should have that. Just a little side note, please put that on your checklist.
Right.
Video needs to be in there, whatever shape or form it is, but it's really highlighting yourself. And it's a, sure. Okay. I'm talking about myself. But it needs to be done and tell your story. But who tells your story the best? Your clients, right?
Right.
So we've had to go, well, we had a big event planned to do these video testimonials, very nicely, professionally done. And in mid to late, well, April 30th. And we went, there's no way we can even have this set up. So do we say May 15th, May, June, July, August? When is it going to be ready? So instead of figuring that event out, we said, but we still need this video, right? Yes, we do. So let's do through Skype. We can FaceTime video and little Instagram videos and things like that. They are, and you, we were saying to each other, like, they'll forgive you. Like, they're not professionally done.
Right.
Because we're all in it together. It's not like nobody knows what's going on.
Right. The angle's going to be bad. The lighting may be a little
and
off.
Actually, and address it. Just be honest. And who cares? Like, that's, if you just say, hey, I'm at FaceTime, you know, hey, I'm sitting here with Tom and Joan over here. They have a great testimony for us. We love them. Who cares? It's actually more endearing, in my opinion.
Sure.
And then you go, okay, then let's get it professionally shot. But we don't want to make them go anywhere that they don't want to go to.
Yep.
Or even if it's in a studio by themselves, one-on-one, they still may not feel comfortable with it. So how do we make them feel comfortable and say, please do this for us, because, you know, your word means everything and people will listen, because you're the best advertisement right there is video advertising.
Absolutely. Folks, we're speaking with Tina McKenna. She's dropping some great advice for us on media strategies for the environment we're in right now. She's with McKenna Media Group, owner of McKenna Media Group. So how do you think, I mean, I can hear folks say, hey, this is all great, you need to stay engaged, but, and maybe I believe that, but how does my media buying need to change? So in other words, how the media habits, consumption habits of that group I'm trying to reach, how are they going to change in this environment? How do you see that?
Yeah. So you have to, going back to knowing in the plan, if the strategy is placed right. So if you have your media in the right channels, on the right channels, let's take it by the channel. So TV. Okay. So TV differently, that's broadcast, the normal, you know, channel 211 live, locally here, getting their local news. Then there's the streaming, obviously. And you can get different ways of commercial time. They will follow you, which is a very cool way to do it, because it's very specific and drilled down to the psychographics and demographics. It's kind of cool now today. So TV is still valid, which I love, because it's emotional and voice, you know, can hear, see, and all this stuff. So with that, people are like, you know, whether they're canceling their stuff, but we're staying home more, right? So inside, watching probably TV, some people watching it way too often right now. They need to take a break from it, from the news.
Right.
So that's where you go, come in, and you have a kind of a funny commercial, or your stuff may go, oh yeah, that makes me feel better. You know, those are the emotions we want to hit, you know, make you people feel better and laugh maybe a little bit. But
Let's stop there for a second. I want to mention, let's talk about laughter, because you know, and I want to pick up on radio. Sorry about this, but
you're fine.
But I think people don't are maybe reluctant about humor, And humor is so important in the type of environment we're in right now, right? There's always a place for humor.
Oh, yeah. Always. You know me.
Well, I know you.
I try to have humor in no matter whatever situation I'm in. But 9/11 was even harder with that. I remember it's
of course.
Awful. Yeah.
Yeah. It. I mean, tasteful, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But giving people an opportunity to let out the stress that they're under.
Yes.
And you really coach folks with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, laughter, we need it.
So. Yeah, for
and
sure.
We see it in any situation.
So. Okay. Okay. So I got you off track, but radio, let's talk about radio. Yeah. You're on radio.
Yeah. Radio is, again, it's different ways of getting it also, but it's still a valid medium. So if our people, if we found in our research that that's where our audience and targets are listening and where they're listening, and we have to monitor it, but really traditional media will help right now mm-hmm. because of the fact of what we're having to do. Mm. So the TV stations, they're having issues because some are canceling,
yeah.
but then there's others that are not, and they're trying to reevaluate but now is the time to be on television.
Right.
And on radio, because people are still listening on podcasts and listening to streaming and things of that nature. So take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And a political climate, that was what we thought was going to be the worst thing this year, was having to deal with rates being very high. And for especially the small business here, we can't compete with the Home Depots or the Macy's coming in and spending money. But now it's going to be the tone, not so much the price probably, which is what I'm feeling and seeing. Because now people are, that weren't going to do television, which is one of my clients. We're not, but now we're actually talking about going, I think we may go back on because they're needing us to break up the political landscape ads with the coronavirus, if that makes sense.
Wow. Yeah. So, I see your point.
Gotta break it up.
Yeah. So, Tina, this has been great, but one of the things that I think you made, again, we had a chance to talk a little bit before we started the show. You talked about the human connection, how important it is for companies to maintain the human connection and to foster that. People are looking for that. Mm-hmm. And that need will only increase as time goes on and we get deeper into a hole. We don't know how deep it's going to go, but it will only increase. Mm-hmm. Address that.
Well, speaking, we were kind of talking about video and what Italy's been doing and connection, right? So the video engagement, the video testimonials that my client needs,
talk about what Italy's doing. So people that don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, just in terms, you know, just seeing the video of them from their buildings and apartments and homes and singing to each other, exercising together, like having classes, it was really cool. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the human spirit, human connection. So that is why video, I think, is going to be even bigger right now, because whatever way you do it, whether it's on social media and doing just Facebook Lives or Instagram Live, you know, all these little things, which is marketing, but have fun with it with the right tone. Mm-hmm. It's all right there in your message. That's no matter what's going on in the world. It's always your creative and your message right there.
All right.
How you're saying it. But you know, we're going to need to see people and not just our families and under the same roof. It's going to be, we can get a little stir crazy. So I think, that's where we're going to go. I think my client that we're going to talk, let's have a little more quote unquote fun with it,
mm-hmm.
but again, the right tone and not get crazy. But be doing video testimonials on Skype, recording that on a video and just reaching out to your clients and saying, hey, can you talk to us about the last roofing job that we're doing with you right now, like currently, you mm-hmm. know, and have a little fun with that and put it on Facebook and stuff. So that's just my note, because we need that human connection. We're humans.
Right.
And we mostly like to hang out with each other.
Sure.
That's what makes us human, I think so.
And that's where business can really step in mm-hmm. and provide a service. I mean, even if it doesn't create a sale today, mm-hmm. it creates
totally.
Yeah, it creates a feeling, mm-hmm. right? Some warmth that that comes back later.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. And you're showing you're serving the community, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Tina, this has been great. We could keep going, but I probably ought to let you get on to it because you are busy right now. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how they can do that.
You can go to mediagroup.com, mckennamediagroup.com, excuse me, or you can reach me LinkedIn with Tina McKenna, T. McKenna. I can also give you my phone number, 404-232-0794. But that's also on the website too. So
awesome. Tina McKenna, thanks for being with us.
I had a great time. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Always great. Folks, today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, and they've got mobile banking services that you need, particularly in an environment like we're in right now. And they also know you sometimes need to speak to real people that have some real answers, and that's why they've got more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30. If you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Spotify, Overcast, pretty much any major podcast app you want to name, we're there. We're also online at northfultonbusinessradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, North Fulton BRX is our handle on all those social media channels. So for my guest, Tina McKenna, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.